Hello, brothers and sisters. Welcome to Food for the Journey. This is Sister Ann Shields, and I'm trying to bring you one way, at least, to look at the goodness of God through His Word. The entrance antiphon says, "Let my mouth be filled with your praise, O Lord, that I may sing aloud. My lips shall shout for joy when I sing to you, Alleluia." My goodness, brothers and sisters, I don't have the most beautiful voice, but I can sing. And all of us need to. All of us need to learn. If you need help from someone, ask a friend, a good friend of yours, to help you. But it's so beautiful. Listen to it, first of all, for a month. Listen to it. Just listen to it till the word goes into your heart wherever the Mass is sung. And the opening prayer says, "O God, restorer and lover of innocence, direct the hearts of your servants towards yourself, that those you have set free from the darkness of unbelief may never stray from the light of your truth. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever." Brothers and sisters, I don't want to stray from the light of God's truth. I want to follow Him. And I want to know the joy that it is to be a follower of Jesus. Please come. Please come. Please come to church. Please come and open your heart, brothers and sisters, because God will speak to you. Whatever the homily is, listen to it carefully, but at the same time, just say to yourself, "And what else does this word say to me? What do I need to do? Or what do I need to receive? Or do I want to receive?" God so loves us. And we so put Him to the side of our lives. And then maybe on Sunday when we go to church, we kind of follow Him. But not really. I'm not judging anybody here. I just know it from what people have told me. And God wants you to know His love for you and to be with you. May this program be of little help to you, that it may help you to listen to the Word more closely. But it needs your participation to not just to say, I heard it, I'm done. No, you're not. You're just beginning to let the seed of God's word come into your heart. If you're in a place where you can read it a couple of times a day, please do, until it begins to get into our system, because God's word is, as we've so often said, living. It's not like what you pick up a book and read. God's word is living. It's active, sharper than any two-edged sword. Please, brothers and sisters, open your heart to all the ways that God wants to greet you, speak to you, show you the way to become closer to Him. The Acts of the Apostles, chapter 15, verses 1 to 6. Some who had come down from Judea were instructing the brothers, "Unless you are circumcised according to the Mosaic practice, you cannot be saved." Because there arose no little dissension and debate by Paul and Barnabas with them, it was decided that Paul, Barnabas, and some of the others should go up to Jerusalem to the apostles and presbyters about this question. They were sent on their journey by the church and passed through Phoenicia and Samaria, telling of the conversion of the Gentiles, and brought great joy to all the brethren. When they arrived in Jerusalem, they were welcomed by the church as well as by the apostles and the presbyters, and they reported what God had done with them. But some from the party of the Pharisees, who had become believers, stood up and said, "It is necessary to circumcise them and direct them to observe the Mosaic law." The apostles and the presbyters met together to see about this matter. The word of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, this was the easy beginning of the church, and it was challenging, and it was difficult, but they believed what they heard, and they followed him. Are you? Can you? Will you? Please listen to the word of the Lord. And if this program helps you to understand the meaning of the word of the Lord, please do and share it with others. Psalm 122 says, "Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord." I rejoiced because they said to me, "We will go up to the house of the Lord." And now we have set foot within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem built as a city with compact unity. To it, the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, according to the decree for Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord. According to the decree for Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord. In it are set up judgment seats, seats for the house of David. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. Do you do that when you go to daily mass, if you do? Do you do that Sunday? Do you rejoice, or, well, who's preaching today? No. God's word. Yes, different people, different priests have different talents, but brothers and sisters, they want to follow the Lord. Just come to them. Ask them to explain things to you. Show you the way to go, and they will help you. The Gospel of John tells us, chapter 15, verses 1 to 8. Jesus said to his disciples, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and every one that does he prunes so that it bears more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burned. If you remain in me. That means give God time every day. Be with him, and my words remain in you. Ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you. If we really read the Word of God, we know what to ask God for. We know the needs that we have. We don't want to just say, give me a new Cadillac, give me a whatever. What do I need for my life and for my time in this world before I come before the face of God? And I want to follow him as closely as I can. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want and it will be done for you. For this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. Brothers and sisters, God is the vine, and we're the branches. We can't do anything. We would wither up, shrivel, die, fall off the vine. But if we're connected, remain in me as I remain in you, he tells us. Stay close to him. I often stand and look at bushes with lots of stems coming out, and I'd look at them and I say, I wonder what which stem I am. One of those branches. The vine is growing beautifully. Please, brothers and sisters, turn to God. Ask God to draw you closer to him, not him to you. You ask God to draw closer to you, because he loves you. Even if you haven't loved him before, he loves you. Please come to him. If you've made mistakes, if you sinned, maybe even in major ways, don't turn away from the beautiful sacrament of confession. Don't turn away from God will free you. You don't have to carry that baggage, no matter how bad it is. God knows it anyway. Please, brothers and sisters, turn to him, because he wants us to be branches on that vine and bring ourselves and all around us to God. I know that I sound like I'm preaching to you, and I don't mean to. I simply want you to hear the truth, and I get excited when I do that. I just want you to know the truth and come aboard with me and so many others that we might follow the Lord and see him in heaven. God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.